Create Art Podcast. Commentary. Question. Hey there, friend. This is Timothy Kimo Bryan, your hit instigator for Create Art Podcast, where I use my over 30 years of experience in the art and education world to help you tame your inner critic and create more than you consume. We're continuing on this episode with the Kickstart Creativity cards that were made by Bonnie Smith Whitehouse. Links will be in the show notes for you. Now, what are these cards? Well, they are basically, there's three types of cards in this 50 card deck. And I know you can't win poker at this or blackjack or anything like that, but you can win the creativity game for sure by going through a deck of these cards. They're split up into three different ways: intention, perspective, and action cards. And what I've been doing in 2023, and oh my gosh, I'm recording this 2 days before my birthday. So we're towards the last 2 weeks of the year here. What you do with these cards is you read through them and you get some really great inspiration from them to really kickstart that creativity. I mean, the name is super simple, kind of like Create Art Podcast, because that's what we do here. So for those of you that are watching me on YouTube, you get the privilege of, or the horror of seeing my face while I do this, but it has a front and a back. The front of the card, kind of 70s, you know, motif going on there, and has obviously the idea that we're going to be looking at, which this week is going to be question. And then it gives you what I call the little kernel of knowledge on there. And then on the back of the card, it goes a little bit deeper into what the card's all about, and then gives you three challenges. So let's do what we usually do. Let's go to the kernel first. You know, I feel like I should be saluting somebody. the kernel of question, or the kernel of knowledge for this card. And in it says, asking questions is the hallmark of a free society. So asking questions is a good thing. You know, I mean, I'm sure we've all, you know, had those folks, you know, in class and whatnot that, you know, ask a million questions, but that's a good thing to ask questions. You know, I'm always with when I'm dealing with podcasting, I'm always asking questions. You know, how do I do this better? How do I reach more people? How do I fulfill the needs of my listener? So that way they keep on coming back and they keep on recommending this podcast to other folks, which obviously you all already do. And I want to thank you for that. So, but questioning has always been the hallmark of a free society. So, and of a free mind. We're always, as an artist, we're always asking questions. How can I do this better is a question. That's a valid question. Or why is this done this way? You know, why are we painting this way? Or why are we writing this way? Is there a way for me to break the mold and venture out into something new? So, you know, that can be with podcasting, that can be with dance, painting, writing, music, whatever your artistic discipline. Always ask that question. Can I be doing this a different way? Why am I doing it this way? And that's not, I'm a father of twins. And, you know, I always, you know, the terrible twos, you know, why? And that just happens. You know, that's the kernel of all of us. You know, we come into this world wanting to know why stuff happens the way it does. And then eventually we get beat down by so many people and it's like, why even ask? You know, what's just do it and be done with it. And I get that a lot at my day job. So I still ask questions though, and I'm still known as the podcast guy, and I'm still employed. So that's great. Another thing I always like to do, and this is off of the card, is I always like to go after the definition of these words, because when I was getting my education, and I say, you know, I've got 30 years, you know, in arts and education, But when I was getting my education, that was my big thing, is always asking questions, always asking, well, what's the definition of this? And, you know, why is this this way? And I always, you know, told my professors and whatnot, okay, explain it to me as if, you know, I wasn't in this world. You know, explain it to me like a layperson. And when I was, you know, a teaching assistant, I would tell my students, explain it to me like I've never been in theater. And if they couldn't, then I'm like, then you don't truly understand it. If you can't explain it to somebody that is outside of the discipline, then you don't truly understand it. You need to go back and understand it some more. So Cambridge Dictionary gives us the definition of question as a sentence or phrase used to find information in an exam, a problem that tests the person's knowledge or ability, any matter that needs to be dealt with or considered. So I like the first part of it, a sentence or phrase used to find out information. You know, when we ask these questions, we're trying to get more information so that way we can do our art better. So that way we can maybe find a new way of doing it. Maybe we don't truly understand, you know, what's happening. So we ask the question. And as an artist, we should always be asking the questions of ourselves and other artists. You know, other artists, how did you do that? You know, can you show me? Why did you do it that way? And, you know, can I show you the way that I do it? And, you know, let's see where, you know, the faults are. So with question, this is one of my favorite, you know, this is one of my favorite cards of all of them. I like them all. All 50 are nice. But, you know, when they refer you to other cards, it's just like, ah, gosh. But this one I really dig because I've always been asking questions and I always will ask questions. And my kids ask questions of me and I encourage that. And yes, I am the person that is in the meeting going to ask the question, why are we here? Why are we doing this? You know, what's the point? What is our mission? What is our end goal? What does right look like? And, you know, if management can't answer that question, then I'm like, then why are we here? What was the purpose of this meeting? How did this get us closer to where we need to be? So enough with that. So let's go back to the card here. And it usually gives us about a couple of sentences here that sparks a little bit more debate in your head or a little bit more activity in your brain. Welcome questions in your sacred life and in your creative life. And beware of any person or institution that doesn't want you to ask questions. Ooh. Questions usually begin as large, unwieldy, and unfocused. Questioning is a process that helps us narrow, propelling us into a fresh space where we can ask even more refined questions. You know, one of the things when I started theater is, you know, I told them, you know, I don't know what I don't know. And I need you all to help me fill in the gaps of that. I had some good teachers that could help me fill in the gaps. But, you know, not even knowing the question to ask can be daunting. And it can be really, you know, intimidating. You know, if you don't know which question to ask to get the answer that you want, then you're in a world of trouble. Yummy coffee there. Metropolis Coffee, not a sponsor of this podcast yet. But when we're, you know, when we don't even know the question to ask, that can be intimidating. But I think if we approach the questions that we ask with what is our final outcome? What do we want? What knowledge do we want to gain from that? Then we, you know, and if the question is big and messy, that's okay. I'm getting ready to do a benchmark study for work on financial wellness programs with other federal agencies. So I have two lists of questions. My first list of questions is kind of the big unwieldy ones. And then my second list of questions are my follow-up questions for it. So that way I can chisel at the information that I want to get at. So think about it that, you know, if you're interviewing or questioning something, or it's ask the big ones and then follow it up with the little ones. to get it more precise and to get what you want out of whatever you're questioning. Now, as far as challenges are concerned, new doctoral students are often told that the goal of their forthcoming years of study is to arrive at a really good question. Can you articulate a really good question? Well, not off the top of my head, but, you know, it when we find those really good questions, when we listen to other podcasts and go, ooh, that was a good question. Dave Jackson from School of Podcasting has a little voiceover that goes, ooh, that's a good question. But you'll know when you ask a really good question, and so will the person who's being asked that question. And a lot of times they're going to acknowledge that. I know I've done a lot of interviews and I've had a lot of, I know an interview has gone good when somebody tells me that's a really good question. You know, it's some people can do it off the top of their head and other people can't. I would say if you're interviewing somebody, or if you have a teacher, try to find out the questions that have already been asked, if you can. If not, go ahead and ask the big, dumb, stupid questions. Just dive into it. Don't be bad about it. Don't feel bad about it. But just dive in and ask the big, dumb, stupid questions. And then follow it up with some good, you know, some questions that will chip away at their answer. And I don't mean chip away as refute their answer, but chip away to find out how they got to that answer. And sometimes that's even better than finding out the answer to the question. Finding out how they got to that answer is a great story. The next challenge is compose an unanswerable question, either alone or with collaborators. Well, the first one that comes to my mind is, you know, does a tree make a sound in the forest if there's no one there to hear it? That's really cool. But yeah, see if you can do an unanswerable question. That's a challenge right there. And you can incorporate it into your artwork, whatever your art is. So see if you can do something that is unanswerable. You might be surprised. That's a tough one to do. It's a very philosophical one to do too. So that would add some philosophy and some thought behind your work. Oh no, adding thought behind our work? Tim, come on now. The third challenge is reopen some old computer files or browse some of your favorite websites and see what opportunities for digitally inspired. No, that's not what I want. What am I here for and what is my purpose? The great thinker Viktor Frankl said these are the questions that make us want to keep living. Reflect on your answers. So yeah, what am I here for? What's going on? You know, why am I here? So, you know, try to see if you can answer that question. It'll take a lifetime. It'll take a lifetime because, you know, I often think, you know, what am I here for? What am I doing this podcast for? Well, this podcast is a gateway to do other things. And one of the other things that I'm doing or I'm contemplating doing is starting up a podcast just for the Fredericksburg area. I mean, anyone can listen to it, but it'll be just focusing on Fredericksburg artists because I live in a community that is very rich with a artistic scene. So, you know, why not do a podcast that just focuses on the arts in Fredericksburg? I mean, the Arts Commission doesn't have it. And, you know, I can always show, hey, listen, I've got these podcasts. I know how to do podcasts. Do you guys want to pay me to do this? Because I'd be more than happy to. Why wouldn't they? So, it can be a way to make a side income. Just saying, your art could, you know, flip over and be your full-time job if you want it to. Or if you don't want it to, that's okay too. And I'm just, yeah, there we go. So reflect on that. Why are you here? What's your purpose? You know, and that's not necessarily a depressing thing to think about. And if you don't have a good answer, that's okay. That's, I'm not going to bite your arm off for that. I am going to bite your arm if you're not thinking about it. By the way, I do have a link to a Viktor Frankl in the show notes for this, if you're interested in learning more about Viktor Frankl. So, a couple of points I'd like you to consider when you're thinking about questions and questioning your art and questioning the art that you see. And that's the first question. The first idea is discovering inspiration. You know, questioning allows you to explore the world around you with a curious mind. You know, what inspires you? What resonates with you? And when you delve into these questions, you can identify themes and you can sources of inspiration that way. Now, for me, I have my own personal take on inspiration, and it has evolved over the years. First, I thought I had to be drunk to write good poetry. No, I think a lot of poets start off that way, but I digress. But when I delve into, you know, what inspires me, what resonates with me, when I look all around me, I'm always inspired. I'm always amazed at what goes on. You know, the look of a child reading a book, that's inspiring right there. Going out in my back porch here and looking at the tree as it, you know, goes through all the cycles of life, all the seasons. You know, right now we're here and just about ready to enter winter. I've got a couple of trees out here that, you know, they've shed all their leaves, and I'm looking at the moss growing on them. And then I know in a few months there's going to be buds on those leaves, and then there's going to be a full foliage, and then the leaves will fall off again, and then we'll be right back where I'm at right now in a year's time. So inspiration's right outside my door. Inspiration is right inside this room, and I need to clean it up. So I'm inspired to clean up my room. It also helps you define your voice. You know, each artist has a unique voice. I have a unique voice. It used to be more unique when I had my neck surgery, and we fused C4 through C7 vertebrae. And that voice is really interesting. But, you know, what we all have that unique voice. So what do you want to do to convey that voice through your art? How can you do that? That's a great question to ask, and it's a great way to experiment and find new ways to do that. Last thing I want you to think about is, you know, overcoming challenges. Let's say you're stuck on something. If you ask questions to people that you know that have done stuff like this before, then you can maybe get an answer or a way of doing it that'll get you to the answer and get you to the final product. But if you don't ask those questions, you're going to sit there and go, man, I can't get this finished ever. You know, I know how that feels. I've got a couple of novels that I'm having a hard time finishing. So I need to talk to my friends that are novelists, that are, you know, writing either full-time or part-time and making money at it, and go, how do I finish this? How do I get this to the, how do I push this to the finish line? I have it too. You know, I have a lot of projects around here that I haven't finished, but that's okay, because once they are done, they are fantastic, and I really love them. And I love, you know, selling them, giving them out as gifts, what have you. So think about that. You know, how is it going to overcome your challenge? How is it, you know, how are you going to learn more problem solving skills? That's what questioning does for you. All right. Well, I hope you've really enjoyed this episode of Create Art Podcast, where we're talking about questioning from the Kickstart Creativity deck of cards by Bonnie Smith Whitehouse. Again, in the show notes, you'll get the links to that. It's that time in the show where I let you go and, you know, go ahead and do your art project. We'll do whatever you're going to be doing, and have yourself a great rest of the day. I will be here next week on Christmas morning. Oh my gosh. I'll be doing a episode on, oh no, I'm sorry. Christmas is on Monday. I apologize. But before Christmas, I'll be doing a end of year wrap up show. So make sure you stay tuned for that, and you'll find out what all we have accomplished this year. And I do say we, you and me, we've been sitting here listening to each other the whole time. So if you'd like to reach out to me, feel free to use my email address, Timothy@createartpodcast.com. You shoot me an email. You let me know what you liked about the show, what you didn't like about the show, how I can improve the show, make it a 5-star show for you. I'd appreciate that because I want to make this show the show that you go to when you're running out of inspiration or you're running into a brick wall and you go, okay, well, this episode was on this and that's what I'm struggling with. Boom. Or, you know, you go ahead and if you want to appear on the show, I'd love to have you as a guest on the show and talk about what's going on in your neck of the woods. Talk about things that you may be struggling with or things that you struggled with and got over. Or maybe you have a new book coming out or a gallery or something like, you know, a gallery showing. You're a dancer or you're a cook, whatever your artistic practice, shoot me an email. Let me know what's going on so that way we can share it with everybody else. Again, I would love it if you pass it off to a friend of yours that is in the arts or is thinking about being in the arts. With YouTube, there's a share button right down there. With most podcast apps that you're out there, they have a share button. Feel free. I'm not going to bite your arm off for sharing it with other people. By all means, go ahead and do that. I do have a newsletter. It's called the Create Art Podcast Newsletter, and you can get to that at timothybrien.substack.com. I'll have, for those of you watching YouTube, you'll see it right below me. For those of you that are not watching me on YouTube, it'll be in the show notes. Don't worry about it. But in that newsletter, that cleverly named newsletter, I go over, you know, some projects that you can do for the month and then the episodes and everything else that I'm doing in that month. So it usually comes out right around the mid-month, you know, usually right around the middle Wednesday of the month. So I'm just a weird middle Wednesday kind of guy. I like doing special episodes or interview shows and posting them on the middle Wednesday. So, and that'll be there for you. And we already have a number of people that subscribe to that newsletter. So check it out for yourself. Now, speaking about sharing this podcast, I run another podcast called Find a Podcast About. It's at findapodcastabout.xyz. And that's where I review podcasts that I find binge-worthy. And I toss them off to you and help you, you know, beat that algorithm and find your next binge-worthy podcast. I'd love for you to go ahead and take a listen to any of the shows there. I cover all genres, and these are all shows that I really enjoy. I tell you what I think about them, and I play clips from them, and, you know, sometimes I get an interview or two out of it, so that way you can hear what the podcaster is thinking about, and, you know, you can, you know, question that podcaster and say, what the heck are you thinking about? What are you doing? So definitely tune into that podcast right there. All right. Well, it's time for me to let you get on with your day. I do appreciate the time that you have spent with me here right now. And I look forward to spending more time with you in the weeks to come and in 2024, because we're getting close, folks. So I'd like you to go out there and tame that inner critic. Create more than you consume. Go out there and make some art for somebody you love, yourself. Until next time.